Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here in studio with the host of Money Life and Crown CEO, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, in a bit, we are going to do one of our listener favorites, and that's a money-saving tips program. But before we get there, you have an email you'd like to share.
Well, we've been praying for people who are unemployed, and we've received a testimony that I wanted to share with our listeners because it is so encouraging to everyone. Here it goes. I'm going to read it verbatim. Dear Chuck, as you know, back in February, I turned down the opportunity to relocate to Michigan with my previous company, and I thereby chose to be unemployed. My wife and I were confident in God's leading in this, but it was a big step of faith, and we were tempted to question ourselves later as the economy got worse and jobs became hard to find. By September, I'd been looking for over 6 months and had reluctantly decided to consider positions in the Southeast that would require me to relocate my family. My wife and I told the Lord how much we didn't want to move right now, but we desperately wanted to be in His will, whatever that meant for us. I'd looked on job boards, I'd contacted companies, talked to friends, and attended various networking meetings, trying to find an appropriate position, but results were discouraging. Hopes for a great job had nearly evaporated, and I'd come to the point that I would be happy just to have a job in my field anywhere. One Sunday in September, I saw a family at church with visitor name badges on. So after the service, I went over and introduced myself, and I welcomed them. I got to talking with the husband and found out he was an engineer as well. He asked what I did, so I briefly told him my situation, and he asked me to send him my resume. Honestly, I thought he was just trying to be polite by offering to look at my resume. However, a few weeks later, I got a call out of the blue from one of the VPs at his company. We spoke for a few minutes and had lunch a few days later. I thought this was a preliminary discussion, but he immediately told me he'd like me to come interview with members of his management team. Shortly afterward, I had a day of interviews and then a great job offer 2 days later. I started work there this past Monday. To the best of my knowledge, there was never an official job posting or even another candidate. From my perspective, God clearly brought the job to me. He inclined the people there toward me and secured the position and answered everyone's prayers. I want to thank you for the principles I've learned from Larry Paquette's books and Crown Financial Ministries. They made a dramatic difference in our situation. We had emergency savings and no debt, and we want to thank you for the difference you've made in our lives. Well, praise God, there's always hope. God can bring a job to you at any time, and I hope that testimony encourages you.
And in just a moment, we'll be back with our Money Saving Tips program. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom, the kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org. Or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, we get to do something that we haven't done in a long time, and that is we're going to do a money-saving tips program. And this typically is one of the favorites of our audience.
And you know, Dave, one of the things that understanding the principles of living in God's economy does for us is it allows us to make wise financial decisions. Mm-hmm. When you understand that He is Lord, He's the owner of all things, and we're simply His stewards, words, and that we're living for eternity, and we're striving to please God in all that we do, then these practical programs make a lot more sense, because we don't want to follow the wisdom of the world. We want to follow the wisdom of God. And in all of our advice, we want to be sure that we're recommending the things that please the Lord. And I think that's what makes the most difference, that we make financial decisions that have spiritual principles that support them.
Well, and those biblical principles are always practical. And so we're going to start out with something that's very practical. Our first tip today is about bank accounts. And I don't know about you, but my bank account interest that I earn is, I think it's a point, and there are several zeros, and then maybe a one or something.
Right,
I mean, I get nothing.
Right.
But there are banks that you can actually do business with that will pay a higher interest rate.
Well, and that only makes sense. It's good stewardship to go to a bank that will pay the highest return on your money, as long as the bank is in a good solvent position. Many people don't know how the banking system works, Dave, but when you deposit your money into a bank, they have the right by law to loan it out almost to a factor of 10x, meaning they can make a loan to up to 10 times the amount of what you've deposited. And that allows them to get a very, very high rate of return on your money, because if you put it in and they give you 0% back, but they loan it out 10 times on an automobile loan, they're going to make a very high return. So there's no reason for you not to be able to get at least a competitive return on the money that you have passively setting in a checking or savings account. I recommend that you go to bankrate.com and you shop around for the best rates. I know many people, especially retirees, are looking for the best rates. And I don't want to recommend any specific banks, because I think you need to do your homework where you put the money. But I think you also should look at who's paying the best rates and who is it that really wants your money right now, and do business with them. That is just good stewardship.
So again, that's bankrate.com, and it'll show you the list of the top-rated banks in your area, as well as online banks.
Yes, they also have a system where they do their own ranking of the strength of a bank, and that shouldn't replace your own homework, but it is a very easy tool to use to determine where you might want to put your money, especially if you're going to do all electronic banking and you're not able to walk in the lobby and kind of get to know the people that you're banking with. So very good start to get a better return on all of the passive accounts that you may be setting on right now, checking or savings, money market accounts, CDs, those kind of things.
Well, the next one is one that you and I, both in our families, have participated in. And there are monetary benefits, but there are also relational and family benefits as well.
Well, Dave, you and I both have decided not to participate in watching television. Now, we do watch movies, and we have a DVD player and that kind of thing, so we're not completely living in a cave. But we don't watch nightly television. And there's two reasons that it saves you money. First of all, we had someone come by the house recently and tried to sell us this whole package of put your internet, your telephone, and your cable TV all in one monthly bill.
Right.
And they broke it out for us. And I can't remember the exact number, but it was approaching $100 a month to have kind of the all-in cable package and get all the fancy channels you want and all the TiVo recordings and you know, all the whistles and bells. And I just looked at it and I thought, do people buy that? $100 a month? I just didn't get it. I really didn't get it. So you save money when you opt out of having a television in your home. But you know what else it does? It takes away the temptation to buy into all the stuff that they're selling you, because all the ads are designed to make you feel discontent. And once you feel discontent, you think that product is going to make you content. And so if you can, you know, fry bacon with less grease or whatever it is that they're trying to sell you on, you really are tempted to buy it. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's a wise financial decision on both of those levels. I've chosen to do that, and so have you. And I think our listeners should really give it some serious consideration.
Well, if you've been a television watcher and then you quit doing it, you realize how much time you actually spend even just passing the idiot, we call it the idiot box, you know, passing the idiot box and sitting down for 15 minutes. One of the things that we've done with our family is that you try and take that evening time, or that time when you would be watching television, to either learn an instrument play games with one another, or when the weather's nice or the sun's out, go out for evening activities or sports or something, just as a family. And so you're saving money, but you're also investing in the things of life that really matter.
Well, I remember the biography of Dr. Ben Carson, the famous African-American surgeon who separated conjoined twins. His mother would tell him when she would come home from work to turn off the TV and read a book. And if you do that, one day you'll be on TV. You won't be watching TV. And she was exactly right. Mm-hmm. He invested his time in something that really mattered. And that's a great line, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Don't watch TV. Someday you'll be on TV.
Very good. Well, this next one is one that is interesting. And I know many people, many of my friends, collect various kinds of things. But this may be a time, especially if you're short on cash, that you take a look at those collections and possibly eBay or Craigslist them in order to turn that collection into the cash to pay some bills.
Well, I remember when Ann and I rented a house many, many years ago, and we rented it by calling a number in the paper, and we'd gone out to look at the house, and we looked in the windows, and we just fell in love with it and wanted to rent it. And the man said, sure, you can rent it. I'll meet you out there. And he met us at the house, Dave. And we went inside, and his mother had just recently died, and all of her possessions were still in the house. And he said, nobody in our family wants any of these things. You can just box them up yourself and set them out in the garage. And she had collections and plates and little ornaments and trinkets and things that I thought she probably loved. And they'd been with her for years, and they were so special to her. And nobody in the family wanted them. And we had the responsibility to pack them up in boxes and set them in the garage if we wanted to rent the house. And I thought, you know, we just need to remember that those things that we hold so dear are probably not nearly as meaningful to anybody else, especially those little trinket collections. And I have to admit, we have some of those, and I don't think our kids are going to want them either. they had a season, and it's probably time to start thinning them out.
Well, Chuck, we're going to take a short break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about something else that at this time of the year, heading into the holidays, our next tip will be very helpful. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life, and today we are talking about money-saving tips. And Chuck, it seems like this year, at least I know in our family, this year is going to be a year that we probably do Christmas and gift-giving a little differently than we have in the past, primarily because of the financial constraints that there are on the family. And that's our next tip, is ways to save money with gift giving.
Well, you can make your own gifts instead of buying them. There are many people who have a skill or a talent the Lord's given them, and they can use it this year for Christmas. You may be able to make a food mix, some kind of special recipe, candles, bread, cookies, even soap. I know people who've sent us goat's milk soap that we just love, and we kind of hope they remember us this year. I mean, that's something that they make on their family farm. I had a friend that made us a checkerboard out of old barn wood, and he painted it red and green, and it's sort of a showpiece, and we just love it. It didn't cost him hardly anything. We also had a friend make a birdhouse for us one year. We've received lots of things through the years that we truly cherish. In fact, we had a friend make a little marble roller And the marble roller is a little gadget that all these marbles roll through kind of automatically, and they make a wheel spin, and then they drop out of the bottom. We've had it in the family for 20 years, Dave. Mm. And nobody wants to get rid of it because it's still very special. Now, all those other games that require batteries, you know, they get tucked away, they yeah. run out of batteries and lost. The handmade gifts, they're very special. Have you ever received any?
Well, certainly I have. I have to tell you, though, the one gift that I remember giving our children years ago when we were really, really short on cash, we went down to an appliance store and got two boxes from refrigerators. And Cindy then took those and cut them into a castle and sort of a little extra part that came off, and covered it in contact paper, and cut little doors out of this thing. And that was their big gift for that Christmas, was this made out of a cardboard box from a couple of refrigerators. I think we had that till it literally disintegrated about sure. 3 years later. And the kids played in it all the time.
Oh, I remember our kids got a box of PVC pipe from another friend that made it for them. And when I opened it, I thought, he thinks they're going to be a plumber. Well, what it turned out, it had instructions on how to make a little gun that shoots marshmallows. Yeah. And they put that thing together. They were so proud of that. And they went over to his house and had the marshmallow fights. And it was one of the highlights of their Christmas gift. So there's a lot of things like sure. that. You can find little plans online. Mm-hmm. Many people sew, they crochet. I know Anne has made handmade things for our grandson. She likes to do the needlepoint. Those things are meaningful, and they stay in the family for years. So you don't have to spend a lot of money to give gifts.
Well, the next one is one that I really like, and it's called Master the 30-Day Rule. And it's essentially, when you're having to make an unnecessary purchase, you give yourself a window of time to wait to see if you really do need it.
Well, Larry Burkett has taught that rule for years and years and years. In fact, he told me personal stories of practicing that rule, where once he would wait for 30 days, he'd go back and look at the list, he would go, what was I thinking? Mm-hmm. You know, why did I think I needed that in such a big hurry? And you know what else it does, Dave? It allows you to be an effective, efficient shopper mm-hmm. because you save time because you don't buy it and take it back. You stop buying spontaneously, and you truly start to find the very best deal out there mm-hmm. by just waiting. And sometimes the Lord will provide it for you before you actually have to buy it, because you're willing to wait on him. It's a great tip.
It is a great tip. The next one is one that I know we use for grocery shopping, but I think it applies really when you do shopping for anything. It's basically write a list and then stick to that list when you're out shopping.
Well, they say never go into a store hungry, and never go into a store without a list of what you're really going to go in there and buy. Now, that's the reason that I have turned this responsibility over to my wife, because Dave, I am terrible. I've got to admit it. I walk through there, and that grocery cart to me is just one big opportunity to put in there what I want, you know, what I like. And I will go through the grocery store, and Anne will come behind me and start taking stuff out. And that's when I say, okay, I'll go do something else. I'll go to the book section, and you push the cart, because she's going to be very intentional. And once she gets up there to the checkout, she will usually know exactly how much she spent, because she planned on what she was going to spend before she got there. So it's a great tip, and one that I can't carry out very well.
Well, the next one is one that hits on an area that if you're not careful about your budget, you don't realize how much you spend on eating outside of the home, whether that's a quick lunch or coffee or whatever this is. But this next one is not only a good idea for budget, but it's a great way to start building relationships with your friends and with people maybe at church. And essentially, just invite people over instead of going out to eat.
Well, the Bible calls that practicing the gift of hospitality, meaning use your own home, use your own resources to bring others in and to serve them. And Dave, we love doing that. And it goes beyond just having a meal together. Oftentimes you can play some games together, get out the old-fashioned cards or board games, or make up a game, or just have deep conversation after a meal, sit around and take time to live in community. And what we find, Dave, is when that's missing in our life, when we've gotten too busy, that we haven't been having people over, we haven't been engaged with our neighbors or our friends or our family, we start to feel a loss. We start to feel a void. Mm-hmm. And so we make an effort to be very intentional. We start calling people. Are you available? Can you come over? We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Because it blesses us as well as them. And certainly we love to be invited, but it's so important that you are willing to make that step. It saves you a lot of money instead of going out to eat, and you have a much better time of truly connecting because it's a lot quieter at home than in most restaurants today.
Well, Chuck, we have to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll have time for a few more tips. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Our economy has been struggling. Companies have cut expenses. Job security has taken on new meaning. Now more than ever, you need to know God's purpose for your life and your work. You can find direction using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a comprehensive assessment tool that you and your employer can use to make sure that you and your job are the right fit. And if you're between jobs, you can use the Career Direct Complete Guidance System as an interview tool. When you share your Career Direct results with a potential employer, they'll be able to see that you have the talent and skills they're looking for. It'll set you apart from other candidates. The Career Direct Complete Guidance System can be completed in about an hour online. Just go to CareerDirectOnline.org, and to get started, try the free personality ID profile. That's CareerDirectOnline.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, in these closing minutes, let's give a few more money-saving tips out. And this next one is one, especially with a large family, it makes a lot of sense. And the tip is, instead of throwing out damaged clothing, repair it instead.
Well, repairing it is a great idea, or passing it on to somebody else. I can't tell you how many hand-me-downs that we've received in our family with all four boys, but I grew up, Dave, where my mother had these big square denim patches, and when I wore a hole in the knees on my Levi's, she put patches over them, mm-hmm. and I typically went to school with a patch on both knees, and that wasn't embarrassing at all because the pants will last a long time. It was just the knees that were wearing out. And,
right.
The other day we saw Todd, who came home from boot camp, and here he is, 24 years old, and he had on one of his favorite T-shirts. And I looked at him and I said, Todd, how old were you when you got that T-shirt at Boy Scout camp? And he said, 15. And he'd been wearing this T-shirt, his favorite one, for 9 years, and he wouldn't think about letting go of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes we get in too big of a hurry to let go of our clothes, and I said, why don't you let us pass that one down to somebody else, like your little brother. He's about to grow into it. How about you, Dave?
I'm surprised he can wear it. He's gotten so big with going to boot
camp.
He
likes the way he looks in it now.
Well, you know, when you live on a farm, which we do, there's barbed wire. And it's very easy to ruin clothing quickly. And a nice coat that I had gotten a number of years ago, being out doing something, I ripped the sleeve on it and really wasn't able to be repaired because of the way it was ripped. And the other day, I saw my daughter Megan, who's a third of my size, out working with the goats or the chickens, wearing that jacket again. And it's got a long life ahead of it. It's just probably not going to be seen downtown, but it'll be seen all around the farm, especially when it's cold. And so that's a great use of older, damaged clothing.
Well, Dave, my kids have even learned to shop at thrift stores, and they love to find a deal. And a lot of times you can find something so inexpensive. In fact, I almost called Ann out on this the other day. She was at this nice outing, and she had this beautiful jacket, and I almost wanted to introduce her and say, that woman standing there in that beautiful jacket only spent $4 for that at this thrift store, because you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But that makes it add so much joy when you find a good deal. And we've taught our children to do that, especially in the area of clothing, because they grow so fast. I've always thought a good business would be to rent clothes to kids, let them wear it for 2 weeks, and they've grown out of it. But the thrift stores really help us with that issue.
Well, and there's a biblical principle with that, and on so many fronts, with the stewardship of repairing clothing, but then passing on and giving to others and sharing out of your abundance to those who have less.
Absolutely, Dave. And I know we have so many more tips. We didn't get to all of them. I hope those stories really helped our listeners to find a way that they could apply these tips to their life. And I look forward to doing some more tips programs in the future.
Well, if this is a program you want to listen to again or share with a friend, you can do that by going to crown.org/radio, and you'll find today's program along with other Money Life programs waiting for you there. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.